Are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Our friend Sam Paniadovich from BetSweats will join us coming up in 20 minutes, I believe, live from Soldier Field at the tailgate. He's going to the Bears-Vikings game tonight. Sam will join us in 20 minutes. We'll get back to the game breakdown, week one of the National Football League, 40 minutes from now, and all our bets for the Bears and the Vikings at the end of the show, including the updated injury info, side, total props, Femi's Island, first touchdown scorers, and thy royal prop king with the yardage and the anytime touchdown bets. Femi will join in just a few moments with our betting reaction from this weekend. Okay, so let's talk the bets, because I know that there are, it's a small portion of our audience. It's like, well, we went to bet. What did you do? It's like, yeah, like I opened the ship. Like it was not great. I'll do the sports betting content thing here when I say, I'm crushing college football this year. ... But, man. And like the props were, yardage props were good. It's not great. It's not great to start the year. Now, as far as sides go, here's what I'll say to everybody. And it's 100% the truth. Let's take the Lions out of the equation. Like, Detroit was never in that game yesterday. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, if this, and this had happened, then maybe Detroit could have covered. Like, Green Bay is the dead right side. As soon as the game starts, it's pretty apparent that Green Bay is the right side in the game. So that's a loser by me. It's a bad read by me. Like, I want to say I regret it, but I thought the handicap was kind of sound. What can you do? Sometimes you're wrong. Betting the NFL is really hard. The other three games yesterday. So Baltimore, which get to that. That's like how statistically unlikely what happened last night was. Seattle and Atlanta. You know, when Ken Barkley was doing the show with me, we called it the knife edge, betting the NFL, where it comes down to the ends of these games. And you're on the knife edge. And it could go either way. And there are insane things that happen at the ends of games. Sometimes you lose because of them. And sometimes you win because of them. Like, it doesn't always have to go poorly. It just so happens that yesterday, and please consider what I'm saying, right? I'm not saying that I should have gone undefeated yesterday. What I'll say to the gambling gods is, like, do they all have to go negatively? Like, did they all have to lose? Like, Atlanta, no healthy wide receivers at the end of the game. Penix is dropping dimes that could be game-winning touchdowns. Like, Younghoe Koo should be Younghoe cut. What a loser. 44 yards. Chris Boswell banging home 60-yarders. Younghoe Koo can't make one 44 yards in a dome. Like, see you later, buddy. Like, ridiculous loss. The Seahawks and Mike McDonald. Yo, we want to, I'll tell you, Mike McDonald might be a great defensive coach. Like, I killed John Harbaugh, right, for the punt back to Josh Allen. Like, Mike McDonald kicking that field goal at the end of the game at 10-10 is a loser. It's a loserific call by Mike McDonald, and Greg Olsen was all over it. All over it that Mike McDonald should have gone for that. Considering the time left on the clock, And considering, like, you could be like, oh, we'll take the lead. Look how well your defense played. Yeah, go for it. Exactly. And if you don't get it, look at how well your defense has played. And if you get it, you bleed the clock down. If you kick a field goal, you give Brock Purdy less time. What an insane call that was by Mike McDonald. And Mike McDonald said after the fact, it might have been either last night or this morning, I saw the quote from his press conference, that the Seahawks have a model that they use to tell them what to do on fourth downs. The model said go for it. He kicked. What's the point of the model? Why do you have something that tells you what to do if you're like, yeah, I'm just going to do whatever I want? Are you kidding? And the other thing about that game that's just ludicrous if you bet Seattle, like I did, the final drive, like I think we all collectively, right, all of us think that Tariq Woolen is a pretty good corner, right? Like that's a consensus thought. Tariq Woolen, like this is like when Madden glitches. And, like, the cornerback runs the wrong way on a play. Twice on the final drive. I don't know if he, like, went temper, like, Helen Kellered it for a little bit and went, like, blind and, like, lost all faculties for a second. Lost the ball on a long pass to Ricky Pearsall, who's a baller. Got the Niners all the way down the field. And then, like, Brock Purdy got so lucky in this game. And, like, fine. Like, it could have gone either way. It went the Niners' way. That's fine. Brock Purdy got so lucky on that touchdown pass to Jake Tonjes. Like, just like imagine. Like, not George Kittle. Jake Tonjes. Threw that ball into the end. There's like, this was like, for anyone that's a student of NFL history, this is like the sea of hands play with the Raiders and the Dolphins in the early 70s. It's like all hands in the end zone, and they're all Seahawks, including Tariq Woolen. And Jake Tonjes snatches the ball out of thin air. Touchdown 49ers. And they win the game. Like, what the hell? Like, knife edge. Knife edge plays. Knife edge, final moments, and they all go against you. Again, they could have all gone my way. Tariq Woolen could have picked the ball off. Koo could have made the kick, and the Falcons could have won in overtime. Kadarrell Hodge could have turned his head around on the game-winning pass. Casey Washington could have held on to the ball when Antoine Winfield dislodged it. None of it happened. But it could have. What I'm really going to save my ire for. You want to talk about math with betting, right? Think about the statistical likelihood that these two events would occur within a 3 or 4 day span of each other. On Thursday night, Eagles Cowboys, we bet the over. Games with 40 or more points scored in the first half, with a total that closed before game time under 50, were 172-1 to the over. After Mother Nature had her say, and CeeDee Lamb had his, 172-2. And last night, the Baltimore Ravens became the first team in the history of the National Football League to score at least 40 points and rush for at least 235 yards and lose. Now 277-1. So in the past few days, think about this parlay. I somehow managed to be the one in 277-1. And one of the two in 172-2. And if you're out there watching and listening, and you are on those two sides, I would tell you it's going to get better. But I don't know that that's the case. I think it is, but I mean, who the hell knows? The gambler's fallacy, right? It can't keep happening like this. Oh, it can. I hope it doesn't, but it could. And if you had the under and the Bills, I consider myself to be a man of God. I go to church on Sundays. I try to be a good person. I don't always succeed, but the intent is there for me to be a good person. I hope you have a miserable Monday. And honestly, I hope you have a miserable week. If you had the Bills and the under on Thursday night, I hope your day sucks. Because my Thursday night sucked, and my Sunday night sucked. And my favorite Bible verse, I believe it's in the book of Revelations, chapter 6, verse 9. Misery loves company. You better, you bet on this magnificent football Monday. Femi Abebefe with me. Femi, I think the day went a little bit better for you than it did for me from a betting perspective.
Well, here's your company in terms of the misery here. Hello, how everyone's doing? Monday after week one, a couple of goods, but there were some bads. I want to start with the bads first because like it was just, you know, your classic Sunday betting the NFL. I don't know how much of this game you were locked into. I was probably one of the few outside of the fan base that were locked into this game. But Cardinals Saints for me was the one that just absolutely had me on full tilt. I was on tilt. Honestly, end of the first half, here's the Arizona Cardinals driving to take the lead. And for some reason, Kellen Moore doesn't want to use his timeouts because most people think, hey, I got three timeouts. Let's save some time to where maybe we could possibly steal some points at the end of the first half. You know, keep our team in the game. We got a young quarterback. Let's keep our team in the game and keep this competitive. No, just letting the Cardinals run the clock all the way down. And then the Cardinals end up scoring. There's 28 seconds left. Here's New Orleans with all three timeouts. Like, dude, you can't take them into the locker room. It's a use it or lose it situation, buddy. You got to use them. So that's how we start the first half. The second half, how about New Orleans? Goal to go situation. First and goal from the three. Down 20-10. So, of course, for those who were betting it, six was the – I actually think it closed 5.5, but I took six. I'm sitting there, just get me a touchdown. Get me in the back door. I don't care what else happens the rest of the game. 20-17, I'm all good. We're gravy here. Nope, incomplete. Kamara for a loss, another incomplete pass. There was a penalty on the field goal. They end up kicking the field goal. They're down by 7. I'm like, all right, here we go again. Now we got to do this. Unfortunately, like they got another opportunity. So I was dragged into thinking that I had hope again, only for that hope to be snatched out by Juwan Johnson, who drops the pass as he's falling down in the end zone. Tough catch to make. I'll give him that. But Spencer Rattler threw a freaking dime, a seed. If he hangs on to that ball, we're talking about New Orleans potentially going for two to try to win the game. How about that for your survivor sweat, all the people who took Arizona? He drops it, and then New Orleans can't get it going on the last play of the game. They lose the game. So that was not a fun experience, betting plus six with the Saints as they lose by 7. Then finally, I don't know if you bet this one, Nick, the Texans and the Rams. The under was great. I mean, that's
the under. I needed.
I wish that was my biggest bet.
Yeah, the cashing the under in Texans Rams was like bailing out the Titanic with like a cereal bowl.
Yes, as no sweat as it gets. Like that bad boy was dead under, but my biggest position was on the Houston Texans, and I texted you guys this yesterday afternoon. I was like, hey, like my day swung to the negative because of that game. Texans plus 3. Texans money line. I had Texans alts laying 7 at plus 350. Like, I was all in on Houston. I knew the alts weren't going to get there, but those were smaller bets. The bigger bets were plus 3 and on the money line and driving down 14-9 on the edge of the red zone. Here's Dare Ogunbowale. Ball punched out. Texans turn it over. Never get the ball back. And what was a slugfest of a game, a horrible game, honestly, to watch from an aesthetic standpoint, because the Houston offensive line, we'll talk about that all throughout the week, and I'm sure it will be a storyline throughout the season. But for it to end that way, where I truly believed, as bad as it was, I truly believed that Houston was going to drive down the field and score a touchdown to take the lead, and it was
You're
only going to come down to do
that.
I thought they were. They
You're
were cooking
crazy.
On that drive. They
Dude,
were
that,
cooking on that drive.
The offensive
Stroud
line
was
so
dimes.
Hurt at that point. I mean, I do think Stroud played pretty well, all things considered. I thought Stroud played well, all things. I did not think they were going to score.
I thought the whole thing was going to come down to, do they get the two-point conversion to go up by 3, or do the Rams stop them, and then the Rams end up driving down the field and winning with by a field goal. Like, that's what I thought the whole thing was going to come down to. Dare Ogunbowale just pulled that rug right underneath my feet. So those were the bad results. There were some good ones. Raiders, which a smile on my face. Geno Smith, baby.
Dude,
I love that.
Geno was great,
go.
Man. Yeah, Geno was
go.
Awesome.
I loved it. But those two in particular stood out to me in terms of how bad it was from a betting standpoint. There's some ugly ones that we can get into as well, but those two, Saints, plus six, and then the Texans plus three and on the money line. Just swung the day negatively, unfortunately.
So I was locked into the Cardinals Saints game, like, and I wish you had covered. I'm very happy that the Cardinals won. Like, that was if Juwan Johnson scores that touchdown, I thought Spencer Rattler played pretty well. And you're so right about Kellen Moore's time management. If Juwan Johnson scores that touchdown, like, they're going for two.
Yep.
And if I lose that game with Arizona with my future stuff on the Cardinals, like, I feel like it's over, probably, right? It's done.
Yeah. Can't afford to lose that one.
Also very happy for both Survivor and my AFC South stuff. Duval with the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll get back to week one in the NFL coming up in 25 minutes, but on the other side, our BetMGM Network teammate Sam Padiatovich joins the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.